Welcome to the Dior land of fairy tales. The Spell of the Flower Princesses. Our story begins in a village in Normandy, in a house that had once belonged to a famous couturier. It was now the home of Heloise. The young girl of 10 liked spending time in the attic, which smelled of old wood and was filled with all kinds of treasures. On this day, as she was rummaging through a large leather suitcase, she found a book she had never noticed before. Dusting off the cover, she saw the title.
The Spell of the Flower Princesses,
she began to read.
Once upon a time, in a far-off kingdom, lived three sisters named Violet, Iris, and Rose. The young princesses were as beautiful and graceful as their names suggested. And when the day came to attend their first ball, they headed there in dresses chosen to match their beauty.
As the little girl was turning the pages, a glow started to appear in the sky. Peering out the skylight, she saw a star descend and land on the roof of the house. It spoke to her in a soft and kind voice.
Are you ready for the quest that awaits you?
The star began shining brighter, and its light revealed an enchanted path that wound its way through the middle of a forest. Captivated by the sight of this enchanted setting, Heloise left the attic behind and followed the star through the trees. Suddenly, the young girl heard a shrill cry coming from a bush. She parted the branches and discovered a fox whose tail was caught among the thorns. She gently reassured the animal before she set about untangling its fur. Once the fox was freed, it stood up and spoke.
Thank you for your help. As a reward, I am giving you the power of smell.
The words had barely left its mouth when an extraordinary thing happened. Heloise could smell like she had never smelled before. She could smell the damp earth, the bark of trees, the mushrooms sprouting under dead leaves.
It's incredible, she gasped. It smells so nice.
But the star was already on the move. A little further on, Heloise came upon a charming village where the streets were cobbled and the houses made of stone. As she passed by a well, she heard the rustling of wings. Leaning over the edge, she spied an owl trapped at the bottom. The poor bird was trying in vain to take flight. Without the slightest hesitation, the young girl clambered down with the aid of a rope and came back up with the frightened owl in her arms. Once the bird was placed safely on the ground, it opened its wings wide and spoke.
Thank you for your help. As a reward, I am giving you the power of sight.
The words had barely left its mouth when an extraordinary thing happened. Heloise could see like she had never seen before. She could distinguish the textures of the stones, the veins of the leaves, even the different shades of blue colouring the sky.
It's incredible, she gasped. It's so beautiful.
But the star was already on the move. Upon leaving the village, Heloise found herself at the foot of a green hill. At its summit stood a castle straight out of a fairy tale. Following the star, she embarked on the steep climb when suddenly she heard a faint whistling sound. It was a salamander, trapped in a spider web. Without hesitating, the little girl released the animal. Once the salamander was freed, it climbed up on a stump and spoke.
Thank you for your help. As a reward, I am giving you the power of touch.
The words had barely left its mouth when an extraordinary thing happened. Heloise could feel like she had never felt before. She felt the breeze on her face, the warmth of the sun in her hair, the softness of the grass beneath her feet.
"It's incredible," she gasped. "It's so lovely."
But the star was already moving to the entrance of the castle. Heloise followed its lead and pushed open the two huge wooden doors. To her great astonishment, she discovered a ballroom abloom with thousands of flowers. It was at this moment that the star began swirling around Heloise, and when it finally stopped, the little girl was holding the storybook from the attic in her hands. As if by magic, the leaves lifted by themselves until they arrived at the last page, inviting Heloise to resume reading.
But as the princesses waltzed into the ballroom, a curse was placed on the three sisters, turning them into flowers for all eternity.
The star slowly approached the girl and spoke.
"Only you can free the three princesses from the fate to which they are bound. Find them among these thousands of flowers and pick a petal from each of them."
Heloise became frightened because the task seemed impossible to her.
"It's like looking for a needle in a haystack," she sighed with dismay.
But the star replied,
"Among all these flowers, there is only one that possesses the sweet scent of blood orange, lily of the valley, and rose."
The young girl remembered the fox and the extraordinary gift he had given her. Guided by her sense of smell, she walked into the center of the field. It wasn't long until her nose began to tingle before a flower, from which wafted the delicious mix of fragrances described by the star. The little girl leaned towards it and confidently picked one of its petals. The star continued,
"Among all these flowers, there is only one of a pure and dazzling red."
"I will find it with the gift of the owl,"
the little girl excitedly exclaimed. Heloise immediately looked around the field of flowers, seeking the most flamboyant. Suddenly, she saw a red so vivid and brilliant that she had no doubt that it was the right one. Kneeling down in front of it, she picked a petal. Now the star gave her the final clue.
"Among all these flowers, there is one that is softer than all the others."
Heloise thought of her third encounter. Hadn't the salamander granted her the power of touch? One by one, the young girl slid her fingers over each flower until her hands stopped on the silkiest of them all. She delicately detached one of its petals. At that moment, the star began shining brighter, and the field of flowers evaporated in a sparkling shower, revealing the three princesses glittering in breathtaking gowns. Violet, who was the eldest of the sisters, said to Heloise,
"Your goodness and courage have freed us from our curse. Please know that we are forever grateful to you. And as a thank you, our lucky star will now watch over you as it has watched over us."
With these words, the star began swirling around the little girl, clothing her in a magnificent dress of light. The sisters laughed out in unison.
"Let's dance until dawn!"
Bewitching music echoed around the ballroom, and the little girl, guided by the three princesses, let herself be carried away in a magical waltz. Her feet glided gently across the white marble, while her dress blossomed like a flower. And that is how Heloise spent the most wonderful evening under the warm, protective light of her lucky star.